Hey, what's going on? It's the World Podcast. We right back at you. And I'm basically going to talk about a brother named David Oliver that we call Super Dave. Goldsboro, North Carolina. Strong mentor to me. Somebody that have to be talked about and appreciated and highlighted for some of the things that Brother Dave did for me, Derek Worrell, life. Brother Super Dave was the type of brother that was flamboyant, arrogant at times, kind-hearted, and had a vision beyond the life that he was living day to day. This one person was a type of person that you had to know to understand. But the knowledge and wisdom that he carried inside himself, he shared with all. Brother Dave brings so much significance to my life because before he interacted into my heart and came into my life and gave the energy to me, I was blinded on some things that I just needed to see that wasn't hurting my life or nothing, but just equipped me more once I started being with Brother Dave a lot throughout my days in Goldsboro, just hanging out with him. It was a life-changing situation. Brother Dave was a Muslim, and he is the guy that opened up Islam into my heart. And 11th grade was the grade that I could remember so vividly on that my life started changing, because 11th grade is the year that I stopped eating pork. 11th grade was a year that I decided that I needed to listen, and I didn't know everything. The years of Brother Dave in 11th grade was a very, very fantastic year for me, because my sport of basketball started working out for me. I grew 4 inches over the summer. I transferred to a new school. Was playing for a new coach, Charlie Stevens, out of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And I was ready to rock and roll and had a great foundation in Goldsboro. I was actually living with my Uncle Jack right off of Herman Street. And it was a great, great, great situation for me to be in as far as being in Goldsboro at this particular time. I was one of the best basketball players in Wayne County at the time, but I just could not get it together with my academics. Schools would stop recruiting me because they knew that I wasn't going to make it academically at the end of my time in high school, and that I was going to have to go to prep school or junior college. Getting back to the mention of Brother Dave, which we call Super Dave, which is a Goldsboro legend, we used to joke and laugh, and he used to tell me that he was going to be me, Nate Williams, and Chris Tan agent when we got older and when we finished out of college, because we was the best players in the city at that time. We had a lot of great players, but I just remember specifically Super Dave joking and laughing, saying he was going to be me, Chris Tan, and Nate Williams' agent. Rest in peace, Brother Dave. Brother Dave had a strong family backing. He was a bail bondsman in the city of Goldsboro, and he was always around. And just the days that I had with him, the knowledge still carried with me to this day. And I just wanted to express on my podcast that you will never be forgotten. You was a great mentor, a great friend, a great teacher, and a great father. And a lot of people miss you, and it would have been wrong for me in any type of way to go on with any element of my life without bringing significance to what you did for me and my life in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Thank you, Brother Dave. Love you. Well, it wasn't just that he was a great friend and that he was there for me on a mental tip to guide me. It was just so many other aspects of Brother Dave's life that needs to be mentioned. He was a one-of-a-kind type person. Like I said, he was a bell bondsman, and he did everything different. I mean, just remembering his image of him walking through the courthouse, taking care of his bell bondsman stuff, having his bow tie on and his suit and all the array of different colors he used to wear and all the beautiful bow ties he used to wear to show his pride of his NOI affiliation. I met Benjamin Chavis through Super Dave over a situation we had in Goldsboro, North Carolina, with a school board situation that highlighted me onto the politics of our government and how a lot of things are run day to day in our daily society and our system. And he was fighting against the school board about them putting all the money into certain schools and the city schools, and most of the schools that had mostly more black populations didn't get a lot of the grant money that was given to Wayne County. And Super Dave picked this issue to bring in some people, and we went to the school board meetings, and we really, really was fighting about the situation, about dispersing the money equally, or giving the money to who really needed. And the people that was really getting it was not really needing it as much as some of the other schools that needed it. And we fought this, and we brought in the Nation of Islam. We brought in Ben Chavis, which is a great man that I got to meet, very smart. And we did some demonstrations outside the Wayne County jailhouse, some marches. We went to the school board meetings. It made the papers, and it actually worked. And that was my first form of seeing how politics work. And once again, that was through Brother Dave doing what he do. I mean, just on a bondsman tip, bonding out people. I mean, he would give almost every way for you to be able to get out of jail. If you didn't have the money, maybe you had a car. If you didn't have a car, maybe you had a job. You could do payments. I mean, but this was early, early old school bail bondsman techniques that I seen from him that still carry on through this day. Had a very, very large family, a lot of support, and he's very popular. But just bringing back the memories of Brother Dave, people probably just was like, wow, yes, this was a personality that was beyond his time. Getting back, just wanted to mention, and like I said, break down a couple situations with this brother. Just a great man. I'm pretty sure you'll hear me bring his name up a lot more times in future podcasts, because there's no way that I could get through some of my channels in life without bringing up some issues and some situations with Brother Dave. This podcast right here is dedicated to Brother Dave. I just wanted to drop some wisdom on who Brother David Oliver was from Goldsboro, North Carolina. It was a blessing, special, and this morning you was on my mind, Brother Dave, so I wanted to drop a podcast just down for you, man, to just show some remembrance and some love for you. Rest in peace, brother. Will always be missed, forgotten, and loved. And continue to watch over us and bless over us. And watch the less fortunate, the same guys that you used to love talking with. You know, watch out for those guys, man. I'm going to be okay, man. Love you, Brother Dave. This The World Podcast. And I just wanted to break down a couple things from my life. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a blessed day. And remember, don't ever, ever let nobody tell you can't be nothing. Go hard every day. It's your life. Love yourself more. Keep it real. You either a friend or foe. One love.